This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Corona quarantine 2020. What did you do? Nothing, probably. Well, mostly me too. That doesn't mean you can't eat healthy and eat things that are good for you. You're getting Uber Eats every day. What are you doing? You're wasting a bunch of money, number one, and you're eating like a monster. Come on, man. Have some self-pride. Have some self-respect. Try NTT Nutrition. Check them out at nttfitness.com. They got good food. They got things that are good for you, and they are delivered right to your door, just like Uber Eats. Same thing, but you're eating things. You're eating macros and micros, whatever the hell that means. I don't know. I just eat it, and I know I feel better, and believe it or not, I'm actually looking better too. Check it out. Use my code LEVELUP15 at checkout and get 15% off your first order, nttfitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. It's the election special of the Homemade Broadcast. Oh, we had so many fun things for you planned. I was attacked this week. I was attacked by my friends, and I'm going to tell you that story with Anna, because she was there to witness it, and she was, thank God she was there. Oh, my God, because she got my back, thankfully. Yeah, we'll get into that very shortly. I did get the last debate was last night. I'm recording this on the 23rd of October, 2020, and I did watch the debate last night. I felt like I had to for work because we did go on for an hour on the bone after, and I was pretty drunk by the time. Oh, man, I didn't know what else to do. I just poured a glass of bourbon and drank it, and then I had another, and then went on the radio for an hour. It was super fun. Allegedly, you know, these things cannot be confirmed or denied, of course. If they are approached to me by management, I will deny them and say I was kidding. So don't bother. That's all I'm saying. But I did do that, allegedly, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, and I got some good news today that Johnny and I will be hosting the Mike Calta show on Thursday and Friday. I believe that's the 29th and 30th of October. So if you don't listen to our show because you have a life and, you know, you have a normal family, and we probably don't want you anyway. But if you are one of those people who do have a normal life and don't get to tune into the Johnny B show at night, you can hear us during the day. So tune that on, tune that in from 6 to 10. Thursday and Friday, and listen every day. Mike Calta, the show's great. It's the best radio show in Tampa Bay. So very excited about that. That'll be great. The debate was better than the first one, I guess. I mean, I like them just bickering with each other, two dotards going at it. I enjoy that very much, and I think it's what we deserve as a country. This is what we selected. So this is the bed we've made, and this is what we'll have to deal with. And you know, this one was much more civil. I thought the moderator was a little better. Trump behaved himself. He didn't keep interrupting. I thought he had a good performance. I thought Joe had a good performance for the most part. I think Trump did win that debate, but what do I know, really? It's all subjective in the end. It's going to be interesting to see what happens on Election Day. Yeah, that was really my only thoughts on that. Not really any. I know. There was one thing I want to talk about. So last night, when we're on the air, a man called in, and it's amazing how it becomes a religion to people. Like, this man called in, he sounded a little rough, may have a drinking problem. He lives in a tent, and he has a phone, and he was listening on the radio to the debate, since the Bone played the debate, and he called in to tell us that he thought that Trump was doing a great job, and he intended to vote for him again, and the man lives in a tent. Okay, I mean, like, he couldn't be doing any worse, and he still is like, yep, things are great. I could, you know, I'm going to go ahead and push that button again. I don't know if he is going to vote. He did have a dog, which concerned me, that poor dog that has to live in a tent with a man. It's just that poor dog. But, you know, that was ironic, and just the people that called in, they were very opinionated and knew very little, but that's the voting class. That is who votes. It's much like people who... you know, should be having children, aren't, you know, it's the same concept as that. People who are voting should not be voting because they're not good at voting. And, you see that in the electoral, process that we'll be heading to next week. It's going to be fun. Just enjoy it. You gotta enjoy it, man. You gotta enjoy it. Get a smile on your face. Don't go outside. Just stay inside. Don't stay, you know, you don't need to go out there. Don't fight in the streets. Don't do any of that stuff. That's a terrible idea. There's going to be calls for people to do it, no matter who wins. Take to the streets. Do not take to the streets. You'll die. You'll be shot by your ideological enemy. Stay inside. Hoard your ammo in case they try to break through your walls. Until then, just fortify your defense and keep your fingers crossed. Kiss your wife and your husband and put your kids in the basement and lock the door. Because it's not going to be great next week. So we'll see what happens. What else did I want to get to? I have a long segment with Anna I want to play. Oh, I got a message. I got a message from a person who's not happy with me. So I did want to play that quickly before we get to the rest of the show. So let's do that now.
I'm alarmed by your status this week. The title of your podcast is Big Tech officially turns into Big Brother. Well, where the hell have you been since 1984, Schmendrick? Jeez, you're a moron. You selectively cover the information that speaks to you, yet you deliberately neglect the overwhelming amount of information to show the incredible Hegelian and draconian world that we're living in. Perhaps it's of your betterment to actually read, pick up the actual book by George Orwell that speaks ominously of Big Brother and perhaps Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, or take some more soy effect.
Okay, thank you for the call. I will take heed of that, and a simple re would have sufficed. You could have just done that and skipped, saved me 1 minute of my time and the listener's time. But if you call in, I'll play it. 813-693-2124, home_made_man on Twitter. You can follow me over there. Still no Instagram. I'm still banned from Instagram. I'm working through the process currently. They got me jumping through hoops. I had to take another hostage photo with a code, a handwritten code on a piece of paper with my name, and I look like I was captured by ISIS. And I kind of was, in a way. You can look at it like that. So I'm being held hostage right now. Still no Instagram. I don't know what I did. I can only presume that it's because I'm Q, the leader of QAnon, and that is true. And I'm not even going to put an allegedly in front of that. I am Q. So give me a call, 813-693-2124. That is the voice and text line. I hope to hear from you. HMB Radio is the website. I'd like you very much to head over to your favorite podcast app and put in HMB Radio. Hotel Mike Bravo, HMB Radio, all one word. You don't have to capitalize the HMB. You do that for the stylized version, but it should work for your search to subscribe to the podcast. I still intend on doing a lot of things at the YouTube channel. I have not done anything over there, but give me a break. How about that? I'm working two jobs, so doing the best I can. I'm trying to put out as much content as I can. I want to do some sort of election night coverage. I think The Bone is going to be doing something with Johnny, I, and Mike, or Drew, or something, all four of us. I don't know. So that'll be fun, and hopefully I can do it from home so I can be fortified in my apartment just in case ass does hit the fan. But if not, I'll be the radio station seems like a good place to be for a zombie outbreak. So it could be worse if I have to stay there, fine. But I will be heavily armed either way if I have to go in or, you know, staying home. And again, not joking, not going to put allegedly in front of that either because that's absolutely true. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Make your appointment today, Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Go now, pause the podcast and go, or you can do both. You can multitask. We have the technology now. Listen, go on your web app, make your appointment, look good, feel good, Truvy. salonandspa.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSaintPete.com.
So I had a run-in with a few friends of mine, and you were actually privy to it because you were there this time, yeah, for it. So you get to see how I'm treated by these people that are my friends.
Most of them are good-natured, by the way.
They are.
You know, so even though you don't agree with them or they don't agree with you on a lot politically, most of them are good natured. And we were having a text discussion last night. We were talking about one of your friends. You said, you know, my one friend blank doesn't agree with me on such, but she loves me. You mm-hmm. know, that's what you said. She loves
she
me.
She knows me. And she's known knows me for you a long as a person. Time.
Right.
So she knows that, you know, outside of, cause they are told that this is not only an issue anymore where people are wrong because they're on the different side of an issue. It's that, I mean, they're fundamentally evil and, yeah, you know, white supremacist and Nazi. And this is the thing. I'm not even a big Trump supporter. I did vote for him in 2016, but honestly, I did it for the LOLs. I didn't think he was going to win, and I thought it would be funny if he got elected. And I'm kind of a big fan of dissolving the union, and I thought maybe that would accelerate it if he did win. And it may have, you know, I don't know. And I was very, I am politically minded. This is the thing. I've paid attention for a long time. I read Greg Palast's book, this journalist for The Guardian, when I was in eighth grade. I mean, I've always liked this stuff, like politics mm-hmm. in general. And my journey has taken me down some weird paths. It strayed into places where people don't go. For example, they were shocked. It's very binary, right? So if I'm not supporting their guy, I must be on the other team.
Right.
Which that would mean Trump in this case. And no, not really. I'm not, and I had to explain to them that I'm not a huge fan of democracy. I don't think democracy is a good thing. They talk about, oh my God, this is detrimental to our democracy. And I go, okay, that's good. I don't like democracy.
Okay.
And that's not a popular opinion to have.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
But that is.
And we don't even have a democracy, by the way.
I know. And and that will shock, you know, not only my SJW friends when I say stuff like that, but my boomer father is going to lose his crap.
I was drunkenly texting your father telling him you were going to vote for Joe Biden. And
yes.
He said, I will kill Will.
Yes.
And I said, LOL.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And in that case, I know that your dad will not kill you. I've met your dad.
I don't know. He might. No, I don't.
He's armed, but he's harmless.
I don't know. But yeah, so I mean, when I say stuff, I know it hurts his heart when I say, like, I'm not going to vote. I don't want to participate in this. I think it's a sham. And like I said, I did vote for Trump in 2016, but I did so not because I was like, yeah, I like what he's saying. I thought it would be funny. And it was funny for a long time, but now it's just gotten people so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The troll has gone on too long that people are just unhinged and delusional, and they live in a fantasy world created by media that they consume, and it's scaring them, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, the conversation I had with my friend's girlfriend wasn't my doing. It was, but I think that they are told that they need to confront people.
Oh, they are.
And, you know, she's not.
Call it out when you see it.
Call it when you see it, but she's not a particularly assertive person. You can tell that in her personality where she's a nice person and she doesn't like
confrontation. Seemed like she did, but maybe she was a little inebriated.
Oh, she was very inebriated. Okay. Yeah.
As was I.
She had three White Claws, so it was go time.
Micro-wasted.
Yeah, and you know, we're 2 weeks out from election recording this. This would be 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she knew that I was not on board with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris ticket. And she wanted to try to change my mind that day. And she did so in a way that has quite the opposite effect of what they want to do. So I got surrounded. It was like an intervention. It was really weird. It was a couple of friends and then her. And then all of a sudden, everybody came over and sat around us.
The mood changed very quickly because we were playing beer pong.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was talking to one person, and then I look around, and everyone has kind of scooted their chairs towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, you could just tell by the body language that there was a somewhat serious conversation going on.
Right.
So I joined the conversation to listen in, and I'm usually one to engage in political talk and things like that, mm-hmm. but I was really enjoying not talking about it, but I'll let you describe what happened next. I felt like I needed to intervene.
Well, I wasn't on board with this. My buddy, it was his birthday, and it was his girlfriend that decided to confront me with this. It was actually a weird conversation because it kind of started out with like sex talk, which was weird and interesting.
Like,
and
her sex life or
just
sex
asking
in general?
About, you know, what people were into,
like kinky
and
stuff.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is weird. And
you were
then
like, guys.
It made a sudden change to, hey, what's going on with you politically? Meaning me. And I was just like, oh, I just said, no, we don't want to do this now. This is a bad time. And her boyfriend said, yeah, this is not a good time to do this. Let's do it if you're not drinking. And
she goes, this is a perfect time.
And she said, this is a perfect time. I want to do it now. And, you know, he tried to reel her in, but didn't do that. And she decided to proceed to, you know, but again, she got it in her head that since I'm not on her team, I must be on the other team. And I'm trying to explain to her that I'm not on a team. I'm probably not going to vote for anybody. And I don't really believe in voting. And, you know, I know that hurts a lot of people's hearts. And I'm sorry, but it's just the journey that I've come to. Like I said, it's taken me watch a lot of stuff on the internet, and you know, this is just how I feel, and I'm allowed. Everybody else is allowed to feel stuff. I'm allowed to feel certain ways too,
yes,
and
sweetheart.
I have to participate if
You're
I don't
queen.
Want to. And so it went into, and it got to the point where I was pretty inebriated too at this point. But she started to hit me with all these, you know, again, the emotional arguments that aren't really logical, and I have to go, that's not. That's nonsense. And I don't want to say that to her, but it's just like, I've heard all these arguments. She's not
nothing
blowing
new,
my mind
yeah,
with anything.
New.
I just don't buy it.
I know. And it's funny because your reaction to her was making her more angry. And I like to study human interactions and dynamics. The person who seems to care less is always winning the argument. So your demeanor was very calm and collected. And she was getting more and more angry. And the calmer you got, the more angry she got. And at one point, she was saying something to you about women's bodies and, you know, abortion or something. And she just started repeating herself, but in song form. She goes, I am scared for our bodies. And you don't even remember this because you were so drunk, but I remember it because it was really funny. You said to her, just because you're singing it doesn't mean it's more true. And I laughed and nobody else did. Because that's really funny.
You know, I tried to bring some levity to it, but I understand how important this is to a lot of people. So I try to be
sensitive.
I have to hold my ground in these situations. I can't cede grounds, but I have to be very calm. And you have to kind of placate this stuff because I wanted to be like, will you shut up and leave me alone?
That's
what I wanted
to say. But this is also one of your best friend's girlfriends.
Right. So I can't do that.
And I think they live together.
They don't live together, but they're together a lot. I would assume.
So yeah. I mean, it's safe to assume she's probably going to be around for a while.
Right. I would assume so.
You want to make these relationships civil.
I would rather us be friendly than not. Certainly, yeah. So I have to kind of tiptoe around them, even though I don't really want to. Like I said, I'd rather just be aggressive and go, "Will you shut up and leave me alone? Enough." I don't accept your premise on its surface.
And
leave me alone.
We don't want to talk about it. We want to be drunk and just have fun.
Yeah. And I told her, I was like, look, I'm not here to change your mind. I understand how you feel. And I get what you're saying too. Yeah. And I know that you're scared, but I also feel like this is created to make you scared and things aren't bad at all.
Right.
And if you just open your eyeballs, you're going to see everything's fine. Mm. And that's how I feel. Now, could I be wrong? Sure. Sure. Absolutely. But it's just the same emotional arguments, the same, racism, sexism, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I'm bored with that.
Yeah,
I'm bored. And I don't buy that. Like, I know everybody else does in your group, and it makes perfect sense to you, but none of this makes sense to me. I don't accept it. And so there's no really even reason to continue to discuss it.
There's a problem. You are a white, cisgendered, straight male.
And I was told that.
And that's problematic. And you see the world through a white, cisgendered, straight male.
Yes.
And this is the point when I felt like I needed to intervene because I'm kind of white, kind of female, immigrant, atheist, whatever identity politics labels you want to add to my name. And I felt that was at the point where I felt like I needed to intervene. What was she screaming at you about? Something about women's rights. That's when I joined the conversation, so fortunately.
Again, just hysterics about how he puts women down and doesn't, he talks over them. And I'm just like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like, what you're talking, like in a debate, do you mean? Because Hillary Clinton and him were debating. They're going to talk over each other and they're fighting pretty much.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't, again, with that stuff, I just roll my eyes and I go, that's baloney.
I think she was wanting you to take blame for your identity.
Right.
In terms of like, you should feel bad for being a white cisgendered male and almost apologize for stuff that you didn't do.
But it's, and they would settle for that. But what they want me to do is do what they want. And she even got to the point where she said that, like, why won't you just agree with us?
That's what she said.
That's what she said literally verbatim.
That's a great argument.
But that's all they have. It's, yeah. I just deny what they say on, like, all this theory stuff is baloney and I don't buy it. Like, I know a lot of people do. The straight white male thing came up. Okay. This lady's boyfriend is a straight white male and she agrees with, or he agrees with her, right? So I don't think being a straight white male has anything to do with it. It's I'm of an individual who has my own thoughts and perceptions of things.
And you happen to be a straight white male.
And I have, and I said, like, look, you all, this is the thing too with all this stuff. Everybody assumes that if you're this, then everything's just easy for you. If you're a straight white man, everything's easy for you. And I'm saying it's hard. It probably is easier for me in a lot of ways, but right now, I'm the straight white guy who's getting bitched at by everybody because of my skin color and having penis and testicles.
Everybody has privileges in certain situations,
right.
And other people have it in other situations.
But and this goes to their baloney theory about the critical race theory type stuff. I don't buy any of that stuff. I know about it. I went to university. Thankfully, I got out in time where it wasn't super bad. Like, now, forget it. But I understand what they're talking about. It's not that I don't understand it. I just don't buy it. I think it's bullcrap.
I think at the point that I intervened, she was getting mad at you, and she said, like, women, as if she was speaking on behalf of all women, are scared and we are afraid for our rights, and this is the problem because of people like you being straight white men who are making these decisions on behalf of us being women. And I go, I'm not scared.
Yeah,
I'm good.
And I saw her face when you did that, and her face dropped. she was not happy with that because, again, she just assumes that everybody feels the same way because they live in these bubbles where they don't have any sort of diversity of thought in their life.
It is so bizarre. I would be okay with her position if she came out and not claimed, but admitted that she was racist. Mm-hmm. If she says that I'm racist and sexist against whites and men, I would almost be more okay with her premise.
At least she'd be honest.
Because at least she would be logistically honest.
But I don't think Like, I don't think she is racist against white men. Like, well, I don't know.
To blame you for stuff that you didn't do. To me, that's so wild to me that she's yelling at you. I'm like, Will didn't do anything wrong. And she was like, what? I go, hold on. Let's look at Will's track record. He's never done anything racist. He's never done anything sexist. Like, why are we blaming Will for something that he has nothing to do with?
But that's part of the critical race theory stuff, is that you get put in these groups and you are responsible for these things. And that's what they believe.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't buy any of that crap. So
it's BS.
I think it's nonsense. So there's really no point of even discussing it, because you're not going to convince me otherwise. And it's not like I'm ignorant on the issue. I'm fascinated by this stuff, so I look it up. And it's really strange too, because, you know, I sent one of my friends who was kind of on the periphery about this stuff. I go, I have stuff that I can show you, but you're not interested, you know, because I think they're afraid to get their minds changed. There is a preferred and approved way to think about things, and it's portrayed on CNN and MSNBC, and when you have evidence that contradicts that stuff, then you're going into
becomes unraveled, right? Potentially. So
and you can
don't
become
even,
a pariah,
right?
Too.
And you decide, I don't even want to allow myself to be open to any of this new information, because in the event that somehow I get convinced otherwise, then I'm a traitor to my team.
Yeah. And this was been going on for a long time, when we were talking about when Sean Spicer was the press secretary. I remember talking with them.
God bless Cinnamon Gum.
Yes. And I said, you know, you can watch those briefings live on YouTube. Like, you can just watch the exchanges
directly,
instead of going through a third-party filter of a journalist writing down what happened and presenting it to you.
Go to the source.
You can go straight to the source.
Right.
And I remember their reaction was, oh, my God, I would never watch those. Why
do you need to be like spoon-fed information?
Because I think they've been programmed from an early age, like, this is the approved
method of consuming information.
We are the gatekeepers. You need to go you need to trust us. And it's effective, because when I say stuff like, no, they lied here, and I can show you where they lied, they go, the news lied, Will. So the news is, and then I'm automatically discredited on that, on the face, because why did the news lie? You're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist if you think they're lying to you, because it's that appeal to authority fallacy. But that's what they go with. So then when I present this stuff, like, hey, this is what's being portrayed here, look at this, though, this kind of contradicts that, they go, I'm not interested. And verbatim, that's what was said. And I go, you're not interested. He goes, I just don't care enough about this to look into it anymore. And I went, wow, that's
a
shame.
Or they'll shame the source that you got it. Oh, you got it from Fox, or you got it from Axios.
Yes, there's some of that too.
Is it Axios? What is it, Axios?
Axios is just a left-wing.
Yeah, or whatever it is.
I always try to find left-wing sources.
Because they're more likely to digest it if you present their own side to them.
Yeah. So, it's tough for me, because there's this Star Trek Next Generation episode where Picard is kidnapped, and they get him to... I forget what the exact premise was, but I remember this scene where there's three lights and they're trying to get him to tell him that there's four. And all he has to do is admit that there's four lights and they'll let him loose. They'll let him free, but Picard just can't do it. I feel like Captain Picard. Like, I know, you're telling me my lying eyes are deceiving me, but I'm perceiving this information and taking it in. It's what you're saying is not totally accurate. And I just can't. I wish I could let that go, but I just cannot. I can't let it go.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating. And, you know, I know they think I'm stupid, and it's...
I don't think they think you're stupid.
I think they think I'm like a weird... I am a weird... And I guess I am
weird
a weirdo.
Weird is not stupid, but...
But they'll...
They
I don't
find
know.
It frustrating.
And I find it frustrating, too, because I know that these people are not stupid people in the least. I mean, these are lawyers and doctors, and you know, they're very smart people. They have a high IQ, but they're just. And I understand where they're coming from. They perceive the world based off what they're being presented in corporate press, so I understand why they feel the way they do. But I wish I could just get them to be like, yeah, but they're lying to you a lot of the times. But you just, I can't get that through their head.
It is really funny, though, because when you look at the spread of people, the ones that are the most successful, making the most money, are the ones that seem to be the most liberal. Whereas, like, mm-hmm. you and I, we would benefit more from liberal policies because we're poor.
Yeah.
We're poorer,
yeah.
you know? And, you know, I mean, we were at our buddy's house that just purchased that house. Mm-hmm. You know, he just purchased the house. We got another buddy who had a, you know, just bought a house last year and whatever. So they go on trips. They go to Europe. They do things. And it's almost like they may feel guilty not only for their whiteness, but also for their privilege or financial status or whatever it is, and sort of their political ideology is a way to give back and say, you know, we're on your team, even though we are white privileged people, perhaps. And it's just funny because you and I, look at you and I, we would benefit so much more from, you know, paying less taxes or being covered by Medicare, whatever it is, progressive policies, because we don't have as much money. But but you and I hang more so to the right than the rest of them, which doesn't mean we're right wing, but
I don't consider myself. When I take the political spectrum test, I'm a centrist,
yeah.
you know, and now who knows where I'm at? Because like I said, I've gone down some weird. I said I would rather have a king than a president, and that blew their minds. That they just couldn't comprehend that. And they never thought about any of this stuff before. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I do spend time on this. I'm interested in it. So I like thought experiments and playing it out and I'm into it. So, but they're just not, but they're very close minded to any, like anything out of that approved narrative.
Yeah.
They're just aren't gonna. And I saw this thing that college educated white liberals are the most close minded group out of any group.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
And because they have the truth on their side, meaning the media is telling me this, my college professors told me this, like, so
you're
they're lying.
In an echo chamber.
It's just that you're living in an echo chamber, and it's appeal to authority. And it's a logical fallacy, but that's how they live their life. But also, I get that because they like this is what they value,
right? And then it's like you're telling them. So you're telling me the most educated people in our society are the ones
right.
that are lying and are the most ignorant. That makes no sense.
Yep.
You're telling me it's the college professor mm-hmm. who's been going to school for 12 years in critical race theory and feminism. You're telling me that person doesn't know what they're talking about. You're telling me that Don Lemon is lying to me.
Yep.
You're telling me Anderson Cooper is lying to me. This makes no sense at all.
It doesn't make sense.
Where you're telling me like the redneck hicks over here are the ones that actually have it a little bit more together. Maybe not, but you know.
Yeah.
So it is kind of, you're melting their brain, Will.
Yeah. And it just, and I know it drives them, you know, bonkers. Well, not all of them. I mean, I think most of them, maybe they do find some value in it. I think they kind of laugh at it and go, because they think that, oh, you know so much more. You're, you know.
Also the ones that are more open-minded to you have known you for many, many years.
Right.
I feel like, and they know that you're a good guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, they're able to, I don't know, yeah, just see that and then not just take it on its face. But somebody like my friend's girlfriend doesn't really know me that well.
Maybe
she's ready to go to war.
Year.
Yeah, she's ready to go to war. And I haven't really hung out with her too often. And you know, I'd be happy to talk with her if she wanted to talk.
I don't think
you know,
she'd
sober.
Like to do that with you.
She might. I mean, like, I don't want to do that either. Like, it's just boring. Like, I'm so sick of everybody. I can't wait for the election to be over with. I can't wait for Facebook to stop telling me, Snapchat, you know, every social media platform telling me I need to vote. I'm so sick of girls on dating apps telling me that I need to go out and vote. It's like, look, I'm just trying to get you drunk and get an HJ. Is that something you're interested in? I'll vote for Biden if that's the case.
Yeah.
Like, can you just leave me alone? I mean, some bimbo talking about like the COVID response and, you know, I'm just like, you don't know anything. I'm smarter than you. I just know I am. And
yeah.
It's just like, I just can't wait for it to be over. I don't care really who wins. It's not going to be great either way. It's
no.
going to be contested. There's going to be people fighting in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be.
That's my major concern.
Stay away. Stay away. Everybody, I hope my friends that do listen to this and family that do listen to this, do not go out on the streets and fight.
No, not worth it.
It is not worth it.
And I have a feeling we're not going to know for at least a few days, maybe a week. Because they're going to have to count all the mail-in ballots. So it's going to be just a huge question mark, which is not good for the country.
Well, it's going to be probably months, and it'll probably go to the Supreme Court.
Oy.
And Some people are already delegitimizing the Supreme Court because they are going to confirm Amy Barrett. So they're not going to like the results no matter what happens. So I think it's time that we need to just, like, I don't think there's any going back. Like, they talk about this return to normalcy if a swamp creature like Joe Biden gets back in the office. And maybe there will be some sense of that, like the media will at least calm down because they'll have won, but they're gonna have nothing to talk about. I don't know what the hell they're gonna write about anymore. It's gonna be boring for them. So maybe there will be some sense of that, and like maybe like my friend's girlfriend will calm down. And
yeah, but I mean, you also have, we're still in the midst of a pandemic, so
right.
I mean,
well,
there's
people
still
seem
that.
People seem to think that if Joe Biden's elected, that the pandemic goes away.
I saw a Joe Biden ad today where this guy had a bar that was closed down and he was like, this is all Donald Trump's fault. I'm like, but he's the one that wants to open it up. I don't understand what people think Joe Biden is going to do. Like, you either open things up or you close them down. People think that there's some magical third alternative option that's suddenly going to appear once Joe Biden becomes the president. It's like, are you out of your goddamn mind?
I don't really know what they're talking about with this. The narrative is that Trump let the virus into the country. Yes, we're going to have to lock down. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your business, but that's his fault. But we're going to fix it by making you lose your job and your business by locking everything down. But this is his fault and we're going to have to fix it. So you need to vote for me, even though it's not in your best interest to do so, because if you're a business owner, because we're going to shut your business down.
Right.
But hey, that's the ball. That's the way it goes.
People are just—they're so dumb and not forward-thinking at all. Like, what do you think Joe Biden is going to do? It's either open or close, and there's nothing in between.
I would imagine he's not going to fire Anthony Fauci, right? If he gets in, so it's—we're going to be doing much of the same stuff that we're doing now.
More lockdowns and maybe a national mask mandate.
I think that's just him talking, like saying he'll do something different. I think it's going to be the exact same.
What else is there to do?
It's Anthony Fauci's show, okay? That's pretty much who's running the entire thing. He screwed up with the mask thing. That's why people are arguing about the mask. He has no blame put on that at all for him, but he told people not to wear masks. And, you know, you talk about that this lady on a dating app is telling me that the world has this virus under control. Europe is exploding right now, except Sweden, who's not doing the mask and just did the herd immunity thing.
And they were hurting at first, and everyone shamed them for it.
Right. And then the WHO, who everybody loves, you know, said that they did the right thing. So I'm just like, well, why don't we just do that? That sounds all right. Like, yeah, we got to protect the people who are more vulnerable. 200,000 people here in the United States died. When this happened, NBC News put out a thing saying that the worst case scenario is 15 million. Dead. The best case scenario is 200,000 dead. Mm. So we're in the best case scenario right now. It's different here. We have a big country with a lot of people. We have a lot of fat people. We have a lot of sickly people. A lot of elderly people. Mm-hmm. More people are going to die here than, say, Europe or any other places.
I don't want to say more fragmented society, but we are the United States. So mm-hmm. Each state is going to handle things differently. And that was the whole point of the union. And Trump ultimately let the governors kind of do what they wanted with their own states. Like, why should Wyoming and New York City be handling it the same way?
That was all. It just became a political show with this whole thing. So I don't know what the hell Biden would do different. I don't think he would do anything different.
He wouldn't have closed doors to China.
Yeah, he would. Yes, he would.
Much later. But he initially called Trump a xenophobe, remember?
I do remember that.
Remember?
And
he was like, you're a xenophobe, you're racist. And then it turns out, oh, yeah, that was the move. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I do remember that. But if he was in the Oval Office and Fauci or whoever said, hey, man, we need to shut down travel, he would have done it. I don't think he would have been worried about xenophobia. That's just political.
You don't know, but
sparring.
We'll see.
But yeah, I don't know for sure. But I have a feeling that he would have done the exact same stuff we did now. So I don't know. What are you going to do for voting? Are you going to vote?
Yeah, I'll vote.
Do you want
to
say you're voting
there's
for?
There's other things to vote for.
Yeah, I want to vote for Ana Paulina Luna.
Yeah,
because she's hot.
She's a bad bitch.
I want a funny person to be in power or a hot chick.
Okay.
So
you're going hot chick.
going hot chick and funny.
Yeah.
I'm also going to vote for the people who send me the least amount of junk mail.
Yeah, I was just about to
say
that.
Text messages.
Oh God. Do you ever respond to them? Because I do.
I do. I wanted to be like, hey, stop messaging me, you effing, and start cursing at it. But instead, I was very polite. I just said, hi, Patricia, please remove me from any further communications. Thank you. And I would just do that, you know, with the two organizations that were messaging me, Move On and Florida Dems. And I just said, please stop.
Swerve ho, but
yeah.
Nicely.
Yeah, but in a nice way. They were said, yes, I will do that. Stay healthy and well. And they were very nice back. So.
Oh, that's nice.
But I don't know how I got on these lists for
everyone's
text messages. What the hell? How do you have my phone number?
I don't know.
But they do, and in my mailbox, every morning I go out and I dig through my mailbox and pull out 20 of these cards and throw them immediately in the garbage can. Yeah.
And a lot of them are like, climate change is real. Yeah. And you're like, you're killing trees, idiot.
I don't even know what they say. I have no idea. I take them immediately and throw them in the garbage. I put them in the recycling can.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if you can recycle those, but I can't believe that, like, those can't possibly work. Like, does anybody look at those and be like, this changed my mind? Like a postal
card? I think
about
that all the time. I don't know. I
think it's one of those things. This is one of the only things I remember from business school when I took a few classes that semester.
Go ahead.
That they don't know if advertising works, but they do it because everybody does it. It's just you have to play.
I think if maybe people vote for, and this is just me speculating, there's a lot of dumb people and they're banking on that, and maybe when they go to the ballot, they see a name that they recognize, that they may go, I saw a lot of names on the lawn, a lot of
name
signs.
Recognition. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And they go, I'll just vote for that because they seem legit, because they seem like they have a lot of money and they have a lot of funds in
okay.
for a campaign.
So an appeal to...
I don't know. That's just my theory.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that could be, but I don't even, look at them.
Oh, neither
like,
do I.
I just grab them and I see it's one of those.
The cardboard, like the thick paper.
And it goes immediately in the garbage. Yeah. So I don't even know if these things are effective, if they work or not, but they have to do it because everybody else is doing it, so they do it. And the other thing I remember from business school is that grocery stores are only make money because of the vast amounts they sell. That's really only like a 1% markup in the stuff that they sell. So they make pennies for everything that they sell.
But they sell so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I thought that was interesting.
Oh, well, that's great.
Anyway, well, so what are you going to do? Are you going to vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Do you want to say you're voting for or no?
I'm voting for Trump.
You are you?
Yeah. Okay. I'm voting for Trump. You know.
And Paulina Luna?
I need to do a little bit more.
She's hot.
I know. Yeah. I know. People have compared me to her, believe it or
really?
Not. When they saw me with the guns.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My
yeah.
name's Anna.
She's got some cool commercials with her in, like, sports cars.
Yeah,
and...
she's like a super babe. But other than that, I was planning on doing that this weekend, kind of just going through the ballot and seeing what else is on the docket. But, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. Sorry to all of my family who didn't know, but now you know. It is what it is. You're not going to see me rocking a MAGA hat, but like, please. Biden is a walking corpse, for the love of God. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good luck, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
And,
Godspeed.
See you maybe later.
Bye.
Terrific. You can follow me at @home_made_man on Twitter, and Anna is on Hummel Radio. So I encourage you to do that. Also, check out Anna's podcast. It's got a little bit of a bonus about her story with a man who was dating her roommate who killed another woman. Yeah, it's a good story. So go check out her podcast, follow her Twitter, and you can find it. Do that, please. And follow Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE. Don't forget, Johnny and I are hosting the Mike Calta Show on the 29th and 30th of October next week, Thursday and Friday. Looking forward to it very much. I plan to use the platform to lay down the case for Pizzagate. It's going to be a lot of fun. So be sure to tune in to that, because I think you'll enjoy it, because you're mentally ill if you're listening to this. And I like you, and I'm glad you're here. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and leave. Stay tuned if you're listening on Radio St. Pete. Frankenfurt's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by The Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you so much. Please share it with a friend. Head over to hmbradio.com/donate if you feel like being generous and throwing a few bucks in for me at the end of the world. I appreciate it. I will cut my hand. Great to hear from you. Thanks for calling. Take care. Talk to you next week. Listen to Johnny B. Show, 9 to midnight, on The Bone, theboneonline.com. Talk to you soon. Love you. Will Coon, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.